Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said today that the U.S. military will follow the rules of international law if there are further military strikes on Iran, which presumably means the U.S. government will not destroy culturally sensitive sites inside the country, something President Trump threatened to do if Iran attacked Americans. The sites we're talking about are very old and very important to human history. To learn more, we're joined by Kishwar Rizvi, professor of Islamic art and architecture at Yale University. Welcome.
Thank you.
So there are more than 20 UNESCO World Heritage Sites in Iran. One is Persepolis. Tell us about Persepolis, first of all, and why it's so important.
I think it's important to note, as you do, that there are more than 20 UNESCO World Heritage Sites, and they include archaeological sites like Persepolis, but also natural spaces such as deserts and forests. Persepolis is important because, of course, it represents the earliest civilizations like Mesopotamia, mm-hmm. from which it derives. It was founded in about 518, 515 by Darius the Great, one of the rulers of the Achaemenid Empire, an important Persian empire that fought against the Byzantines and established itself as one of the greatest powers of the ancient world later on.
And it was at one time partially destroyed by Alexander the Great.
Exactly, it was. Herodotus writes about Cyrus and these great ancient empires. I mean, it's part of world history. And hence, you know, since 1979 was established as a World Heritage Site by UNESCO.
Let's talk about some of the other sites. The city of Isfahan is considered Iran's national treasure.
Absolutely. This is a medieval city. It was part of the old Silk Roads towards both the maritime routes as well as the territorial routes that went from Asia to Europe. But Isfahan, of course, becomes an important treasure for the Iranian national mythos because it was established in the late 16th century as the capital of the Safavid Empire. Early modern travelers would come and discuss its massive plaza, which was compared to San Marco in Venice. Hmm. It has great monuments surrounding this plaza, such as the Friday Mosque, the Great Imperial Palace, the Ali Rapu. It really is the epitome of Persian architecture and urbanism.
Many of the other cultural sites are Shia shrines, including
right.
the Imam Reza Shrine in Mashhad, Iran, the largest mosque in the world.
That's right. It's an extremely important site. I think it's important to note, as you know, Iran is a Shia nation, has been again since the 16th century, mm-hmm. and has two of the most important Shia shrines, that of Imam Reza in Mashhad in northeastern Iran, as well as in Qom, that of his sister Fatima Masuma, which is close to Tehran. The other Shia shrines are in Iraq, in Karbala, in Najaf, in Baghdad, in Samarra, which really also points to the very intertwined histories, cultures, and religious identities of Iraq and Iran. These two shrines in Iran are revered not only by Iranians, but Shia Muslims across the world.
With all of the war and unrest in the birthplace of civilization over the last many decades.
Yeah.
How much of these cultural sites have been destroyed?
I don't have the exact numbers of how much has been destroyed. They certainly have been targeted. The Shia shrines in Iraq have been targeted for the past, you know, 10, 15 years, both by Daesh, by other Sunni forces. And the troubling part is that these are lived spaces. The shrines in particular are highly populated. They are pilgrimage sites where millions of people visit every year. So we're also talking about targets that would cause great damage, human loss and sacrifice as well. So one has to be very careful talking about these buildings and archaeological sites as though they were, you know, museum pieces, which they indeed are, but also they're very intertwined with the lives of millions of people.
So what did you think when you heard President Trump initially threaten on Twitter that he would target these sites and was willing to attack them in retaliation for whatever Iran does?
Well, my first thought was that we're no better in some sense than those we have condemned. The Bamiyan Buddhas were destroyed by the Taliban in the early 2000s. More recently, Daesh blew up the great mosque in Mosul. when we do something similar, how can we have the moral high ground and say that, you know, we are only going to follow the rules of war and target military and defensive targets? So really, I see this kind of an act as provocative, but also unfortunate.
As you've described some of these cultural sites to us, it's clear that you not only have studied them, but you've visited them.
Yes, I do. And in fact, I was hoping to be in Iran this winter, but it's not safe any longer for U.S. citizens to travel there, which is really a loss for many of us.
That is Kishwar Rizvi, who's a professor of Islamic art and architecture at Yale University. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.